Perek Teslov, Seif Samach Gimel. Nesinas Bad Oitach Poshet, Al Gabe Petza. Putting cloth or a bandage on, a band-aid on a wound. Nechleku Aposkin, the Poskin have a machloikas. Emotel Aniach Metpachat Bad Al Gabe Makash Yetzimen Adam. Yesh Ha'iswim, Bezeh Mishum Shetaveh Sabat. Yesh Ha'makilim Bezeh. The gossip of Mishnabod, the Mokim Atrak, his skim or Achrinish, his locker, but then Mishum to Derek Lichl. If one wants to go, has a wound, and the wound has got blood, so the blood is going to go and give color to the bandage, the band aid. There's a machloikas if one's allowed to go and use a cloth and put it on the wound, and the cloth is going to get colored. Are you allowed to do that? Like this, we had the machloikas before. The lochal amaisa is the mishtabur takes on the b'mokim atchak. If you got nothing better, you're allowed to do it. B'mokim, because it's a derech lichluch. You're not cleaning, you are dirtying. Therefore, b'mokim which you've got no other way, you're allowed to use it. Says the mishtabur. V'chein im efshel el avis adam al derech chitzu b'maim yasu kein. Im I efshel asu kein v'shoy leniach mit. Therefore, if one is able to go and clean, wash off the dam, wash off the red blood which is coming out from the wound, and then to put on the cloth, then it's much better. But if you've got no other way, the Mishabur says you're allowed to do that. To go and put on a bandage, or a band-aid, or a plaster, band-aid, plaster, on your wound, says, look in the footnote before he spoke about it, something which one goes and throws away, according to everybody, is not considered a problem from surveyor, because you got, it's not a normal cloth which one usually goes and colors, because one throws it away. So any sort of bandage which is thrown away, or a band-aid, or plaster or anything like that, or a tissue or something like that, got no problems altogether, because these things you want thrown away. The whole problem is only with cloth, which one keeps. One could sometimes go and color them. Therefore, according to some shittas, it's not allowed. Therefore, the Mishnah takes on the Chachila to go and worry that one should not do it if there's a different way of getting it out of the problem. To go and leave substance which goes and colors that toilet. Asla shabeza kisi shunach ba choyma miyuad letzviyas ha-maim, osu lo yidus ha-maim, agabi oise choyma, mifnei shetzveya at ha-maim. Lachen yesh lo tzviyas ha-choyma hazeh me'asla ha-shiyutim mi-boidjim. A person's not allowed to go and take down the water on this substance which will cover, which will go and color the water. You have sometimes some sort of soap, some sort of a liquid sometimes, which is inside the toilet, and when it takes down the water, it colors the water. Coloring the water on Shabbos is not allowed. Therefore, taking down the water, color it, you're doing with your koyach. When you take down the water, it goes straight there. If it goes straight there. If it has to go and fill up, and then it goes from the up. Therefore, if a person puts it inside the toilet itself, therefore it is a koyach rishon, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. If you want to put it in the nagaria, in the top, the tank from the water, that's something else. Why? Because the tank from the water, if so, the water won't get to it straight away. It takes time till the water goes up, and it's only a groma, something else. It's only also a drabonon. Yeah, now, if one does it, since one has got problems from surveyor on Shabbos. He goes further. If one forgot about taking it out before Shabbos, or one went to one comes to a place which has got this substance there, and one needs to go and use the bathroom, and he hasn't taken it out. It's got this substance there. What does one have to do? In Yesh Lochash covers a brief, in Loya Ridus a mine, Venu Efshot, Lobby Mine, Mutter, יש לו הוקל אופי את החוי מהזה שהוא מוקצה מחמס גופי, מעט לה על ידי טולטו ברגלה. He says like this. We've got a problem here sometimes from covered up breath. If you've got a problem from covered up breath, then one is allowed to go and be mekel. Covered up breath will allow you to go and do mukta. If a person's got this thing is mukta. Why is it mukta? Explains because mukta machmas gufay. It is not a kli. It's not something which one uses. One leaves it there and not usable. Therefore, it's mukta. Taking out mukta on Shabbos, one should not do that. Because of covered up breath, you're allowed to do that. So if a person got here a problem from covered up breath, the person has to take down the water, and the person is allowed to do mukta, but lachatchili should do mukta without this. A person should go and not take down the mukta with his hands. He should go and do it with his foot if he can. He's got no other way. And it's a problem from covered up breath, he's also allowed to do it with his hands. But lachatchila, the person should take it away before Shabbos in order to go and prevent a problem from Muksa on Shabbos. That if he's stuck with it, he didn't do it before Shabbos, Lechatchila should do it with his foot. If he's gone the other way, he's allowed to do it even with his hands.